This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll has climbed into the dozens in flood-ravaged central Texas.
The hardest part was there was a little boy who started floating downstream, and he was screaming, asking for help, but there just wasn't anything anybody could do at that point.
Julia Hatfeld survived the rushing waters at an RV park in Kerr County. Many victims haven't been found yet. CBS's Nydia Cavazos reports from Austin.
Texas officials say more than 80 people have died, and among the more than 40 missing are nearly a dozen children and counselor from the all-girls Camp Mystic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the devastated campground.
It was nothing short of horrific to see what those young children went through. And we will remain 100% dedicated, searching for every single one of the children.
Many are questioning whether there was enough warning and whether cuts to the National Weather Service may have impeded notice. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice.
There's going to be a full review, you know, of this so we can make sure that we focus on future preparedness.
The Guadalupe River rose to 26 feet in just 45 minutes, inundating unsuspecting campers, vacationers, and locals. President Trump is honing in on trade policy this week. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett tells CBS's Face the Nation.
There are going to be deals that are finalized, and then there are going to be letters that are sent to countries saying, here's how we think it ought to go, because the deals aren't advanced enough.
He says if they don't reach agreements, they'll be hit with much higher tariffs in August. The president hosts Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House today.
President Trump says the two will discuss a lot of things, including the U.S. airstrikes against Iran's nuclear sites and ending the war in Gaza. Just last week, the president welcomed freed Israeli-American hostage Idan Alexander to the White House. The president says Alexander's release coincided with an agreement by Israel on conditions to finalize a 60-day ceasefire with Hamas. While Trump meets with Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House, indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas have been underway in Qatar. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
It was steamy at New York City's Rockaway Beach over the holiday weekend, but public safety officials ordered swimmers out of the water several times because of shark sightings.
I feel like it's a risk you always take, but, you know, when they say there's sharks in the water, then, yeah, I'm definitely not going in.
City and state officials credit stepped-up use of drone technology for all of those sightings. Dow futures are down 52, S&P futures off 25. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Kenosha County investigation that started with a single license plate found on a rural road has led to 23 people being federally charged in a major car theft ring. Detectives say the suspects stole over 175 high-end cars in Milwaukee, Racine, La Crosse, and Madison, and then sold them across the country. Police report the group used scanning devices and rekeying tools to steal cars, rebranded them with fake paperwork, and sold them across state lines. It's alleged that money was funneled through fake companies and real estate deals. The operation was also said to involve drugs, a stolen firearm, and counterfeit credit cards. A Burlington man was killed and two others seriously injured after a motorcycle and SUV collided Saturday morning in Walworth County. The driver of the motorcycle, 73-year-old Mark Weiss, died at the scene on Highway 11 and Highway JS. His passenger and the SUV driver were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police say neither of the people on the motorcycle was wearing a helmet. Swimming is still dangerous along Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service has the beach hazard statement running through this morning due to strong winds and high waves. For now, people are advised to stay out of the water. Conditions are expected to get better later today as the winds die down. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing, it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years. And just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh, my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. Didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? 114. Like, you're never at a friend's house. You're warm in here.
Yeah, I set the thermostat to 114. That's how I like it. I'm part lizard.
Thermostats don't even go up that high. Meat thermometers do. It was 114 degrees, which was shocking. But not as shocking as how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat. It was like, you're like, let's play frisbee. Time to walk the dog. I was like, get inside! The earth is on fire! Get inside and beg for God's forgiveness. You've obviously angered him. That's why Vegas is called Sin City.
About the French I took, but I do know that I love you. McDermott's Wonderful World, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here 6:10 on your Monday morning. We made it through the 4th of July weekend. Whoa. My body still is working. Yeah, we had our big concert, our first concert of the season last night with the Racine Concert Band. It was held at Rotary Park for the first time. Yeah. And it was good, nice crowd, good music. They had the, Lighthouse Brigade, the Racine Unified School District Lighthouse Brigade was there last night. It was good, had a good time, and it's good to get back into the swing of things. 6:10, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So just how many hot dogs did Joey Chestnut eat on the 4th of July? Not a record, but still a lot. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. First, I've got the king of rock and roll. Here's Elvis Presley, Little Sister, WRJN.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice, then say it's really nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's evil like that little old moon evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're wrong. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Elvis, it's 6:13, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Look for a clearing today, cloudy now, clearing later. Highs near 76, partly cloudy tonight, lows 65. Partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and a high near 81. Cloudy, 59 degrees right now at Radio Park. Got a new poll here. Cheap weddings are trending and big expensive ones are becoming less common. The three things most likely to cause sticker shock, the venue, of course, the photos and the food. Come on, you only get married once or twice, maybe three times. Hopefully only once, right? 6:13, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Put her down.
It's Percy Sledge with A Man Loves a Woman, 616 Local News. Tamless Hits here at WRJN. All right, Joey Chestnut, he's the competitive eating legend. Once again, crowned champion of Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in his triumphant return to the 4th of July competition. I skipped last year due to a sponsorship dispute. Obviously, he was working with a vegan wiener brand, and that's a no-no. Anyway, Chestnut is 41 years old, scarfed down an amazing 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes in front of a crowd at Coney Island on Friday. Reclaimed his mustard belt for the 17th time. The feat was close, but not close enough to beating his own record of 76 that he set in the competition of 2021. Now, he also holds an unofficial record of 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes at a separate eating event. How does your stomach even handle 70 hot dogs? I mean, I eat two of them, and I'm like, whoa, get the Tums. How does he do something like that, huh? Anyway, he keeps going. He's alive, isn't he? It's 617 at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect new brewer swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays, presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on August 12th for a special shirt by Emily Balsley. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
When they're
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
That's Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move, WRJN. I interviewed her right here on this radio station several years ago. I don't think she wanted to do the interview. She was giving one-word answers to everything. I don't know if I got her on a bad day. She was still tired, but I don't think she wanted to do that interview. It didn't turn out very well. All right, here's the type of thing they're talking about when they say life ain't fair. A convicted felon with a rap sheet that's 16 pages long recently hit the lottery in Kentucky for $167 million. Yeah, life ain't fair. 624, looking for a clearing today with a high near 76, cloudy and 59 at Radio Park. Here comes the Chiffons, One Fine Day.
One fine day.
Hits WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha and everywhere. The legendary AM frequency of 1400. Hey, you want somebody reading your mind? I don't want anybody reading my mind. I'm in big trouble. Is this scary or what? A new mind-reading AI can predict what humans will do next with a shocking level of accuracy. The next step is reading my mind and telling everybody what I'm thinking, and I don't want that happening. Not that I have any secrets or anything, but still, you know. I prefer to keep my mind to myself. Sealed with a kiss. Here's Brian Hyland.
So we gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love every day in a letter. Sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be.
Seal it with a kiss. local news, timeless hits at WRJN, sealed with a kiss. Hey, if you're supposed to be at work this morning at 9 o'clock, what time do you get there? 8:45, 9 o'clock, 9:05, 9:15, or is it anyone's guess? According to a survey, almost half of those between the ages of 16 and 26 believe that if you show up 5 or 10 minutes late, that's like being on time. Oh, really? Try doing that in radio. See if it works, huh? It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's see what's going on in news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police say neither of the people on a motorcycle were wearing a helmet when it collided with an SUV in Walworth County Saturday morning. The motorcycle driver, 73-year-old Mark Weiss of Burlington, was pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger was seriously injured, along with the driver of the SUV. An investigation continues into the cause. You may want to wait for a swim in the Great Lake. The National Weather Service says there are dangerous swimming conditions along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It'll be like that through this morning. The warning includes wording about strong winds, high waves, and dangerous currents. For now, swimmers are urged to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. Waves could reach up to 6 feet. Conditions are expected to improve later in the day. Several ideas were put forward, but this one looks to have hit the 18th hole. A former golf course in Summers is set to become the Streets of Maplecrest, a new residential development featuring hundreds of housing units. A company called Home Path Financial recently purchased the 162-acre Maplecrest Country Club. They paid just over $3 million for the property. The plan is for a mix of single-family homes, duplexes, and quadplexes in multiple phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the big, beautiful bill has been signed into effect. Does this mean we're still waiting on a farm bill? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Because there are elements within the big, beautiful bill that mimic what a regular farm bill would look like. Tyler Wensloff, National Affairs Coordinator for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says, well, the big, beautiful bill does include improvements to dairy margin coverage, livestock disaster assistance, and conservation dollars, it isn't really a true farm bill.
Well, the reconciliation process isn't new. Democrats have used it to pass major, you know, climate investments. It's never been used to reshape core farm bill programs before. So this is a notable shift and could have lasting implications of how farm bill policy is crafted in the future. So we may not see what we've considered traditional farm bills, where, you know, you have the SNAP program, you have the agriculture programs combined into one bill. We may not see that in the future because of the process that's been used this time.
Tyler Wensloff, National Affairs Coordinator for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. The big, beautiful bill also included monies for trade investment to help production agriculture. What it did not include was year-round investment in E15, no grazing investments, and no fix to Proposition 12. Wensloff says that is going to mean we'll still need to keep an eye on Washington and find out if they're going to have the appetite for finishing a farm bill this year.
Wisconsin's soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And tickets are now available for the 11th annual Wisconsin Farm to Table event. It's being hosted August 22nd by Trifecta Farms in Fox Lake, giving ticket holders a unique opportunity to discover Wisconsin agriculture through a culinary lens. Go to wifarmtotable.com and the tickets are available there. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
WRJN.
is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Hey, I'm afraid to fly. I love when you get on planes, you're like, in the event of a crash landing, your seat cushion doubles as a flotation device. If we're crashing, my seat cushion's gonna double as a toilet.
Yeah. No flotation going on down there.
Some of my friends fly those Priceline flights. Ugh, I don't get on those. It's like chickens on board. Priceline, if you don't know, it's this website you go on, you name the price you want to pay, then you just don't get a ticket. It's great. None of the hassles of flying, you know. You just head home with your bags like, what? What?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. All right. Clearing today. Right now it's cloudy, but clearing with a high near 76. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Some sunshine. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Right now, cloudy 59 at Radio Park. Become the Jackson 5. Michael Jackson with his brothers. And I want you back. Jackson 5, 641, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJM. So this four-year-old Labrador retriever in West Virginia is raising money for charity by doing what she loves. Her name is Daisy. Her owner takes her on walks at a Frisbee golf course. And what she does is run through the woods and finds lost Frisbees. In 3 years, she found 150 of them. Now her owner is selling them. All the money goes to her local animal shelter. Thank you, Daisy. Look at that. Daisy doing such a great job. I love it. My dogs never found anything. Barely found their food. But no, they weren't. We had beagles, and they weren't working dogs. They just laid around all day and just lived life very quietly. Connie Francis, and Where the Boys Are. That movie came out in the early 60s. They also had a remake of it in the 1980s. New cast, but basically the same movies. Where the Boys Are. It's 644 local news. Tamla sits right here at WRJN. Looking for a clearing today. All those clouds should move out. Highs near 76. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 65. Partly sunny. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 81 tomorrow. Right now, 59 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. How do you feel getting back into the swing of things after 4th of July weekend? It's not easy, is it? No. We talked about dogs just a moment ago finding things, and we came across this story. This is an interesting thing to find. A dog in Georgia ripped open a trash bag and found a live hand grenade inside. Authorities were called. They removed it safely, and yes, it was a live hand grenade somebody threw out in the garbage. Why do people do stupid things like that? Wow. All right, 645, local news, Tamla sits. It's Monday morning with the Circle and Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide.
for you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
That's Red Rubber Ball, The Circle, 647 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. All right, you only die once, so why not make it unique? At least that's what some celebrities think when they're planning their funerals. BuzzFeed put together a list of unusual final requests from famous people, and these are pretty unusual. Tupac, his ashes were smoked by members of his former group, Outlaws. Bruce Lee, now footage of his actual funeral was used in his last movie, Game of Death. He was filming that movie when he died. There's a scene where you can actually see his face in the casket. Aretha Franklin, she had 4 outfit changes for 3 viewings and the funeral itself. And Liz Taylor always wanted to be fashionably late, so she was 15 minutes late for her own funeral. There you go. It's 6:48. May they all rest in peace. 6:48, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouth-watering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must-visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or 2 half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
From their first album, Meet the Beatles, George Harrison there, and Don't Bother Me. It's rare that they actually gave him a song to sing. That happened to be one of them. All right. This is kind of interesting here. The most common pests Americans find in their homes are flies, spiders, in-laws, ants, mosquitoes, and gnats. Now, we don't always kill them. 30% have caught a pest and released it in the past year. I do it all the time. My wife and I have a bug catcher we bought. It's really weird. It looks like it's hard to describe it. You lay it down on top of the bug. It's got a magnifying window on it so you can see how big it is. And then you push this lever and it traps it inside. Then you take it outside, pull the lever again, and it releases the bug into the wild to live another life somewhere else in someone else's house. But yeah, we don't kill bugs. We kind of, it's not, the bug's not doing anything wrong. Now, if a bug bites me, then it gets slapped. But if it's not doing anything, you know, wrong, we just let it out into the wild again. A lot of households are doing that now. You can buy these bug catchers, and it's kind of neat. You know, why kill the bug? It didn't do anything wrong. You know, doing what it does naturally. It's 6:54 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant light, starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say someday autumn leaves
you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
And this is freaky. Cops in Northern California pull a guy over for driving with no headlights. And he was wearing a Jason mask with an unregistered AR-15 gun in his back seat. Sounds like they caught this guy just in the nick of time, huh? Whoa. Clearing today, highs near 76. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow. Highs near 81. Right now, I got some clouds. Got 59 degrees here at Radio Park. 6:57 Monday morning. It's tough getting up on a Monday morning after 4th of July holiday weekend, huh? Yeah, we get it. 99.9 FM and Racine, 98.1 FM, Kenosha, 1400 everywhere. Give me some lovin'. 7 o'clock on the nose right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll from flash floods in central Texas over the weekend has now topped 80.
There was so much screaming. There were dozens of vehicles just floating away.
Lorena Guillen watched as rushing waters washed through the campground she owns in Kerrville. Dozens of people are still missing. Julia